Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from the Bronx in New York City and the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, where all the students and all the students in perpetuity there just received an incredible gift. I'm just going to play a little clip of audio here rather than beat around the bush.
I'm happy to share with you that starting in August this year, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition-free.
Can you hear how excited those people are? The person speaking is Dr. Ruth Gottesman, and she just gave a $1 billion donor gift to the school. I read about this on NPR and the New York Times, and this is only the latest and biggest gift that the Gottesman crew have been giving to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Ruth Gottesman worked at the Einstein College of Medicine's Children Evaluation and Rehabilitation Center in 1968 with a focus on children's learning difficulties. She also started an adult literacy program and seems like an all-around amazing person. Her late husband was a New York City financier, David Gottesman, who got in literally on the ground floor. Well, maybe not literally, got in very early with Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. So on his passing, his billions went to Ruth Gottesman, and she decided to make this incredible gift. She's quoted as saying, "Each year, well over 100 students enter Albert Einstein College of Medicine in their quest for degrees in medicine and science. They leave as superbly trained scientists and compassionate and knowledgeable physicians, with the expertise to find new ways to prevent diseases and provide the finest healthcare to communities here in the Bronx and all over the world." Reading about the costs of medical school, easily getting up to $200,000 in debt, that puts some real constraints on what these new doctors can do after becoming doctors. So I think that there's some real hope that more people can become primary care physicians in communities like the Bronx. And I know more rural communities are facing similar issues, where it's just so expensive to go to all this school that a super lucrative, very specialized job in medicine is really the only option for young medical professionals. It's a super thorny issue, and it's part of a huge system. But it is absolutely good news that smart people learning how to help people won't need to worry so much about huge life-changing student loan debt when they're done with school. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.